We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you are a Nuggets or an Avs fan, or you live in Denver, you of course know of Ball Arena. Ball, the aerospace technology company, is actually sponsoring DNVR at this moment across our network, and they are such a great company to work with. They've been leading global sustainability efforts for decades, and they are the world's largest aluminum can and packaging manufacturer. They have all different size cans, 8, 12, and 16 ounces, and you can find them at Ball Arena or even at Buffs games at Folsom. The beer that you drink out of, that is all made by Ball. And they, like I said, they're just such a great company to work for. We know multiple people who work for that company. Zach Stevens, his aunt actually works there right now, and she is loving it. And if you are looking for a new job or a place to work right here in Golden, you can check out hashtag work at Ball online. And to apply for a position at their aluminum can plant, text Golden to 7722. Or go to jobs.ball.com and search for Golden. That's jobs.ball.com and search for Golden, or simply text Golden to 77222. Like I said, they are practicing diversity and inclusion for years. They are saving the planet with what they are doing. I've said it 10,000 times already. They are a great company to work with and work for. So definitely check them out today. Like I said, text Golden to 77222.
Nobody out. 3-2 on Charlotte. Jokic gets it across the timeline. Gets a high pick and pop with Murray. Lindsay breaking through.
Taken away by Nathan MacKinnon. 2-on-2 with Landeskog.
He has done it again. Vaughn Miller, ladies and gentlemen. Dump two hands. Nikola Jokic.
Save me by Grubauer with the left pad. Oh, goodness gracious me.
Take a good look. You won't see it for long. Two-run home run. Trevor Story.
Lock. End zone. Touchdown. Two for Sutton.
Got it! Oh, man! That's from way downtown! And the blue arrow is flying at Pepsi Center.
Score! It's too good to be true, but believe it! Oh, hail, Kale!
Welcome into the Denver Sports Podcast presented by Breckenridge Brewery, our favorite brewery here in DNVR. We love Breck Brews. Go get them. The seltzers are literally the best. Drew, do you have a Breck Brew?
Always.
It's the middle of August. Not much is going on. So we're going to do a mailbag. We asked the DNVR Lounge, our Discord channel, to ask us some questions that we're going to answer today. And some of them are great. Some of them are a little weird. So we're going to get to know each other a lot on this show. So let's get started. One that we answered last week, but we'll get it to it quickly, is Team Teddy or Team Locke. Mac, who are you rooting for?
Neither. If I had to pick, I think it would be Drew Locke, because there's the most, like, he has the most that has been put into him. Like, the team has invested the most in Drew Locke. And if he doesn't ever amount to what they want him to be, it's just going to have been a waste of time, and nobody wants to waste time. So I'm praying and hoping that Drew Locke works out and he can be the franchise quarterback that they're hoping he turns into be. Personally, I don't think that's going to happen, but I mean, they brought Teddy in to be the backup. And if Drew can't win the starting job over Teddy, I think that's very indicative of him as a football player and his future. So I'm hoping for his sake that he can win the starting job and does a good job with being the starting quarterback. So
it's definitely more ideal for Locke to win this job and do a good job. But from what is being said at practice, it looks like Teddy has a lead in this QB competition. We'll see. This week, they play the Vikings on Saturday at 2 o'clock, and Drew Lock will be starting in that game. Teddy Bridgewater will be starting in the following game against the Seahawks. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see in real game action how they play. Rudo, who are you going for, Team Lock or Team Teddy?
Well, after Perna tried the two gloves on the golf course the other day, I think I got to go with Drew Lock after that performance. So,
all right, Henry.
I'm team. Just like one of them needs to learn how to throw a football, and if not, then run the ball a lot. That's my team. My team is don't make the wrong decision, and one of them please be good.
Thank good you. Job, Henry. Okay, Drew.
Yeah, team Drews. I'm out. Drews are good.
Team Drews. Okay. So it looks like Team Drews all the way on this podcast. Next question from AJ Hayfley himself. If each of you could cover a different sport for a year, which one would you choose?
Oh. Hockey.
I would cover hockey the as well.
Oh, my God.
I would love to cover the NHL.
Yeah.
Rudo, what about you?
Does it have to be one of the big four?
I don't think so.
It could be big four in college. Let's stick to what we got here.
Can I say golf?
You could say golf. That is something that we have here at DNVR.
I would love to cover golf. You go to all these awesome places. I'm one of those weird people who actually likes watching golf. So I would very much enjoy covering that sport and the ups and downs of it.
It's really cool because I know that, Rudo, you've played golf your whole life, same with Eric, but I feel like the DNVR Golf League this summer kind of like re-energized, at least I know Eric and you, in loving this game again. And I think it just really takes like getting yourself out there and playing, even though you can have ups and downs on that course. It's really cool to see that you guys love it again and that you would cover golf.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's nice to have people to play with instead of just, because I don't want to go to the golf course and be like, yeah, could I go out as a single?
Yeah. Speaking of, we have the DMVR golf tournament coming up September 3rd. Yes, Henry, is that it?
Yes.
The panic in Henry's eyes of not knowing.
Usually people don't ask me things like that. Is that the right day for the golf tournament? But then I remembered it's the day of the first bus game.
Yes. Okay, September 3rd. You can still sign up. You could you can bring your friends and get a foursome, or you can sign up as a single and we'll pair you up with someone. There is giveaways. There's four Callaway bags. It's really cool. The first one was so much fun. Mac didn't even play golf, but she had a blast just drinking out on the course that day.
Yeah, I was having a great time out there, and I hit a golf ball once and it was not good, but I still had a great time. So yeah,
you can catch that on the video. We did a recap video and her swing is in there and everything. But tragic. Definitely check that out. All right, Henry, what would you cover? The Broncos?
Ooh, that's a good one. I it's tough to beat golf. I mean, when you really are just like traveling around and going to all these different golf courses, plus like talking with golfers. Those are pretty chill people to just be like, hey, how'd it go out there? Like, excited, you know, it would be a good time for a bunch of different reasons. Whereas like I would love hockey. It's just very intense.
And a lot of games.
Yeah. I think golf is a good one. Plus, you know, it's like 4 days a week. Plus you're probably out there a couple days before. It's a good time.
All right, Mac.
Hockey.
Hockey. You already answered that. Sure. Drew.
I don't want to jinx it, but I think this year is the year for the Avs. So to cover a team at that point would have been, it's like a dream come true. So yeah.
Now's the time.
Drew, I know you love your Rockies and the men baseball, but what other team would you cover?
Yeah, I mean, so I actually have covered the Nuggets before, before I ever came here. And I really love basketball. I have a long time love affair with basketball, but the NBA is kind of a unique animal, and it's one I haven't been quite as in love with as of late as I used to be. I'm completely falling in love with hockey, but I feel like that would be really fun for me to cover for like 3 weeks, right until the point I realize I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm really just like, all of my stories would be human interest stories, and like, this guy scored, isn't he fun? And
it's like spinny goals.
Yeah, like people can only do spinny goals as analysis for so long. So like, it'd be fun for me, but I think I would ultimately probably get frustrated by not knowing anything about the sport.
Yeah.
I'd like to cover basketball. There's also something about the way the structure of the NFL that, having covered baseball now for, this is my sixth or seventh year on the beat, and it's every day and the schedules can get weird at times, and you know, day games after night games, or this year we've had like three night games in a row or three day games in a row at times, and the schedule can just get absolutely out of control. And there's something about the NFL having games on Sunday every week, you know, your handful of times it's going to be something else. You know, your practices are regimented, the games only go so long. That's the other thing, it's like I never know when I arrive at the park that day if the ball game is going to go 2.5, 3 hours, four hours, 4.5 hours. Are we going extras? At least now with the, you know, the runner on third rule and all of that, that the games don't go as long. But I love it, but there's something about the polar opposite of it that's very appealing.
We don't
cover MLS anymore, not to rub salt in the wounds for the six people that always want us to cover the Rapids.
We're trying to figure it out.
That's the dream. That 90 minutes and they done. Like they
well, 90, like they add a few minutes at the end.
Yeah. Both halves, and there's a halftime, and they could go to like a penalty shootout or something if it's a game that matters.
Right. So but like three possible length outcomes. I love it.
I'm in the same boat as Drew. Like I thought about saying baseball, but I'd be like, man, I'd get the game 120 and just be like, I can't do this anymore.
It is a lot. Like, you honestly, it's like training for a marathon. You have to like mentally prepare yourself to be dialed into a team for 182 games. And it is like, it's exhausting. Or 162 games. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, you have to focus so hard, especially when your team is dog crap, like the Rockies. It's so hard to focus on that long for a team.
Coming up with questions for Bud Black every day is really fun.
So. Like, How did you still hit on the road?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Exactly. Right.
We've
exactly.
got a lot of questions, so we're gonna move on to the next one. Austin Novak, who's a big DMVR bets supporter, he asked, not sure if you've done this, but Mount Rushmore for each major sport. We've done the Denver sports equivalent of this on a prior podcast, so I can link that to you and send it your way. Check it out for anyone else who wants to know. That's a really great episode. So we're going to move to the next question, which would be from Scott Free. He said, would you support single elimination playoff for your sport or best of three or five for football since they are already single elimination? I will say real quickly, if it was 3 to 5 games for football, that playoff would take years. Like that would take so much time unless you were playing a lot. And like, you wouldn't want to do that to these guys. So I wouldn't like that I wouldn't like a series for football, but I don't know about the other sports. How do you guys feel about that? Would you want the Stanley Cup to just be one freaking game?
No, at best of sevens all the way in the proper playoffs. I would absolutely love a play-in game though in hockey. That would be excellent. I think every sport should have some sort of a play-in game with like the 8-9 seed in hockey. It would be, but
yeah,
as for the playoffs as a whole, though, best of seven for sure.
How do you guys feel for baseball, Drew and Matt?
I feel like Drew's gonna agree with me. Like, baseball is a game of series, so obviously you have to have series in the playoffs for baseball, and they already do have a single elimination game with the wild card.
Yeah,
so you kind of like get the best of both worlds with the playoffs for baseball, and I think they both already exist. But I would never just say single elimination for the entirety of the World Series. Like, that would suck.
Yeah,
it would be done so quickly. Yeah. And like, it's so hard because like doing a best of seven series really allows like the best team to win, mm-hmm. rather than like one team like just had this like special mojo that day.
I mean, that'd be brutal too, right? One team has a bye, and the other team in the wild card has to start their best pitcher, and then they just come into a one game series.
Right.
Yeah. And like, baseball is a game of moments. Like, all it can take is a moment to shift the entire game. And so, you know, you might have been the best team all season and then just have one bad moment in a single elimination game and your season's over. Like, that would suck.
Yeah.
That'd be really hard. Henry, what do you think?
I feel like all the playoffs are the way they should be right now. Except for college football. That needs to be expanded, but it sounds like that's on the way.
Yeah, I do like adding a single elimination game, though, for a playing game, or no, for sure. Hockey. I think that would be great. But, all right, next question is a hard one, coming in from Steph Snoichi. She said, fave fantasy sports team name. Like, I got to think of that. Like, that's hard. / fantasy league loser punishment. I saw this on Twitter. I think a lot of people did. I thought it was incredible. It was the Waffle House punishment.
That's what we do.
Have you guys heard of that yet?
No.
Okay. So basically the loser of the fantasy, it varies with like your team, but the loser of your fantasy football league has to go to a Waffle House for 24 hours. Every pancake they eat removes an hour. And so they have to sit there for 24 hours and eat a bunch of pancakes. I think if you bail out, then there's like a consequence. But I think that's freaking hilarious. And a lot of people like live tweet it while they're doing it. And it's super entertaining.
Yeah, our first year doing it, the guy who actually lost wound up being gluten intolerant. So we had to do something else instead. And then this year we still haven't gotten around to the punishment because COVID makes everything so difficult. Yeah. So we've been doing that for like 2 years. We still haven't gotten the payoff of somebody sitting in a Waffle House.
That sounds so funny to me. I really like that one.
It's a great punishment.
Like I know people who like have to shave, like my old fantasy league, you had to shave your head. Thankfully, I was in the championship 3 years in a row, so I didn't have to worry about that one. But then no one ever actually did it. Like you want something that like people have to do.
Yeah. One year we did like a calendar shoot, like obviously not like a, you know what kind of calendar shoot it was, but that was tough because everybody's supposed to like organize their month. So I think I had like February and I had to like dress the guy up all Valentine's Day. Like, so that kind of stuff can get really difficult too. The perfect fantasy punishment is something that you can just knock out quickly, but the loser's going to really, really hate it.
Yeah. We have McKinnon would dislike that punishment, as in the Waffle House punish. Yes, he would. He would not be down for that.
He'd also dislike my favorite team name, too.
Oh, this would be your favorite team name?
No. My favorite team name is in honor of the new fast food we have here in Colorado over the last year, McKinnon Out Burger.
Wow.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Faye fantasy sports team name. Does anyone have one for that? That one's really hard. I struggle with that.
I'm not good at that pun stuff.
Yeah. Ryan needs to be on here and he would like give a bunch.
Yeah.
It just depends on like who's on your team. Like, it's hard. All right. Next question from Ace. If you could join any fantasy football league, why would it be the something league that only has 3 spots left? I don't know. Go join that league. It only has 3 spots left. I think that was the point of that question. Fave Olympic sport from Steph. My fave Olympic sport is gymnastics all the way. I freaking love watching gymnastics. I got passionate about that. I'm sorry, cursing. Drew, what about you?
Might be the same, actually. Gymnastics and track and field, the old school stuff. I really like the hurdles, because I used to do hurdles. I competed in state at the 110 high hurdles. That was my race, so I like watching that. But gymnastics, men's and women's, they're absolutely incredible. That's extraordinary, so athletes. I don't understand why they don't do some of the same events. It's something I need to learn more about, like the women don't do the rings or the parallel bars. It's incredible what they can do. So I like almost all of the Olympic sporting events. Those are the ones I probably get attached to the most.
Henry, what about you?
I'm a big women's national team fan. So it's basically really all I paid attention to this year was the women's soccer tournament. And I guess I did watch the men's basketball team too, because you never know when they're going to choke. And there's not anything to feel better than watching Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and Dame, all those guys I really dislike potentially.
I agree. The women's national team went into penalty or shootout. That was super entertaining. So that's really fun to watch. Rudo, Mac, what about you guys?
Go ahead.
There's so many. I love the Olympics.
I watch an obscene amount.
Yeah, gymnastics is a classic. I'm with Hank. I also really love the women's soccer team. just because they're so good and I love watching them usually win gold or win at all. I also love that watching, I know this is going to be a typical answer, but I love the USA baseball team. It's so cool to see them like playing together from different organizations and representing the country. But yeah, I love the Olympics. So this is awesome.
I also got to add, Rudo, before you hop in there, Olympic golf is now like a thing. I think that's really cool. Is that what you were going to say, Rudo?
No, okay, no, I was going to go way more obscure things.
I think Olympic golf, like that's, it was cool to watch and it be in like, it was just different. And I hope that it continues to be in the Olympics. It was just cool to see that out there.
Yeah. For me, for a long time, I've really liked the archery because it's something that I'm just entirely incapable of doing, and watching them, like the worst they do is like 2 inches from the bullseye every time, and it's like I can't even hit the target, is awesome. But this year, the new sport, competitive climbing, is amazing. If you haven't watched that, it's so cool. Go watch that. That sport is so dope.
That is very interesting. With archery, I was at a bachelorette party and I had to learn archery. It was like a lesson, and I killed it, I gotta say. And the one thing that I couldn't, like, I'm not joking when I said I was doing really well, shooting everything perfectly, and then I had to shoot a buffalo, and everyone's recording it. They're like, oh, this will be so funny to send to Ryan. Ryan's going to break up. It was Ryan's sister. They're like, they're going to break up with Allie. Ryan's going to be so upset that she shot a buffalo. I couldn't shoot. Like, I kept missing. I don't know why. Just my heart couldn't shoot Ralphie. It was very – I was bummed because I was doing really well. Yeah. But archery is very hard. Okay. Is Air Force the best college football program in Colorado right now? It is, with a smiley face.
No. I mean, they do so well.
They're really cool. They're really cool. Ed Henry loves Air Force and like the way they play.
Are they the second best?
Yes.
I think so. Like by the results, I would say probably.
Yeah.
Not that I haven't been here long enough to say that that's like what we expect. I can say over the last couple of years, yes.
I mean, at one point they were better than CU. I will admit that they have. They had a better record and beat them. So, but
they played very different teams, though.
I wouldn't get carried away with it being the best. All right, next question. Steph asked, "Has a snake draft of the DMBR menu already been done?" It has not, but Mac and I got to try our new food items today, which they start today. We have a new menu. There's a lot of really great stuff. Definitely come down and check it out. We've got hot dogs on there. We've got a club sandwich. We've got some Colorado burgers with green chili on there. It's freaking incredible. A new burrito, onion rings, salads, Brussels. We have so many new items on the menu. Highly recommend coming down to check it out. Mac, which one was your favorite that you tried today?
Oh my God, it was all so good. I think it's a toss up between the Bronco burger that had onion rings, barbecue sauce, chipotle aioli, or the new soft pretzels.
Yes. Soft pretzel with cheese on there. And then we also have a dessert that's those same pretzels but with cinnamon over it. And then dipping sauce is hot, spicy honey. It is so good. I think the dessert was my favorite just because I'm a dessert girl. But I really liked the hot dogs as well. The glizzies, as Dre and Eric would call them. Okay, next question. What teams do you think can have an unexpected breakout to beat the odds year and make the playoffs in your respective sports? So, Rudo, out of the NHL, who do you think is going to have an unexpected breakout year?
Well, now that Marc-Andre Fleury has confirmed he will be playing for Chicago, I think they have a decent chance to make the playoffs.
Gross.
Unfortunately, want nothing to do with that for so many reasons right now. So if I had to pick someone else, which I would very much like to do, I don't know if I'd say like it was a breakout and they've made the playoffs, you know, in the past couple of years, but I think Winnipeg has done a very good job of making themselves a much more competitive team. That I think they're the only team that can really challenge the Avalanche in the Central Division. So I'll say Winnipeg.
All right, Drew and Mac, what about baseball?
Like for the rest of this year?
Next year.
For next season. So like a team that's kind of out of it. It's always such a crapshoot in baseball. Like you never would have taken the Giants and the Reds to be relevant right now. And they are.
Yeah, I was going to say there already is a team this year, the Giants, who nobody was expecting to be good at the beginning of the season, that are now the first place team in the National League West. So there's kind of that already. But next season, it's hard.
It's always hard a year out with the whole offseason to play out. And this offseason is going to be absolutely wild in baseball. There's a ton of talent that's going to be in the free agency pool. And they're negotiating a new CBA. And the owners and players couldn't be farther apart. There's going to be all kinds of new things. I think they're going to expand. We were talking earlier about, you know, how much postseason playoffs. I think there's going to be more teams in the playoffs moving forward, stuff like that. So it's going to change the way teams operate. They're going to make tanking less viable, but how much less? And should teams be trying to be good? And so it's going to be a whole new world. The next time they go out there and play Major League Baseball, it's going to be under a set of rules that are going to feel a bit different. But, you know, you can always pick randos. We were pretty good coming into the year, I would say. Mac and I were both liked Toronto as a fun team to randomly get in there, and they're kind of in the mix out there. So teams like that, but you really never know. Like Cincinnati, it doesn't make sense. They didn't do anything.
Yeah,
they have the same team they've had for a couple of years. They're just better now.
Giants are just a collection of random old baseball players, and then nobody's that just turned into somebody. And it's just so unexpected, especially in the National League West, when everyone thought it was going to be the Padres and the Dodgers going at it like all season long.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
Henry, how about for college?
So, I mean, like nationally, that's not really a thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's four teams that make the playoff. So it'll be Bama, and there'll be Clemson, and it'll be Ohio State. And there's kind of this one rotating spot that goes to, like, Oklahoma or Notre Dame, and that's the end of the list, but it's one of those two. There isn't going to be anything this year that changes.
All right, what about the Pac-12?
Pac-12, Stanford is one to watch. It's probably, like, all the – it'll probably be one of those teams that always is, USC, Oregon, Washington. But Stanford, people are kind of low on them right now after they went on like a decade-long run. They won four games in 2019, started slow last year. And I think people forget about them, even though they're well-coached and big and strong. And what else could you want in college football?
All right, well, speaking – yeah, quarterback for sure. Speaking of college football, we've got DraftKings giving you an offer right now. It's everyone's favorite time of year. Maybe people on this podcast would disagree. Everyone has different favorite times of year. But college football is back. College sports are back. And to celebrate, DraftKings is offering new players. If you bet $1 or more on any college football game, you will get $200 in free bets instantly. Once again, DraftKings is just throwing money at you. And guess what? Their system is really easy to use. It's always worth it. I've seen a lot of people online complaining about a recent new sports book that has come out here in Colorado, and they're having a lot of issues with it. So DraftKings is always safe, reliable. You can withdraw your money really easily. You can put money in really easily. And they are just offering you free money. Like I said, $200 in free bets instantly when you place a bet of $1 or more on any college football game, no matter what. Download that DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code DNVR to receive that offer. It's promo code DNVR for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Colorado only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And, of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. StravaCraft Coffee is next. It's one of our favorite sponsors here at DNVR. They have been here since the very, very beginning, and they are so great. It's changed Drew's life. Drew loves drinking StravaCraft Coffee, especially because it's CBD infused, so it helps with those jitters. It doesn't give you those jitters. You can drink a lot of it. Drew drinks a lot of it. Yeah.
Like a lot of it. Like.
We were just talking about how much coffee you could drink in one day in our company Slack. StravaCraft Coffee, you can drink it all the time. I add some Breckenridge Distillery espresso vodka in there on some game nights. Because it's CBD infused, it doesn't give you like that jittery, like I'm overload on caffeine effect, and it kind of wakes you up a little. It's a good combo. It's called the Alley Special if you ever want to come to the bar and get it. Sometimes you need that extra caffeine, and that is a great way to do it. But right now, you can use the promo code DMVR25 to get 25% off. First-time users, they also have a subscription base, so you can have your coffee delivered straight to your door every 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, whatever you prefer. That way, you never run out of coffee, and you can use that promo code DMVR25 to get that 25% off. So definitely recommend checking them out. Now, back to some more questions. Which Denver sports stadium has the best vibe? This is a hard one. Rudo and I were talking about this. Because, like, obviously the team that's doing the best, the arena is, like, the most fun.
Yeah.
So, like, playoffs, I feel like it's Ball Arena, Pepsi Center with the Avs. Like, it's... that feeling is unforgettable. But I also think like a packed Folsom Field is so much freaking fun. And a packed Coors Field is a lot of fun with Rockies fans. So I feel like that's a really hard question. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it's like, first of all, which vibe do you want? Like,
true.
Ball Arena packed to the brim for a playoff game, the feeling is going to be electric. Coors Field on a random day in August where you're just chilling watching the sunset is a completely different vibe, but both are amazing and at the right time. So it just depends.
And we've talked about it. Playoff baseball at Coors Field, so much fun. Playoff hockey at Ball Arena, so much fun. Nuggets too, like Folsom. It's really hard. That's a really hard question.
Yeah. I'd say like if everything else is the same, like, it's a good team or it's a bad team. If a playoff game for anybody, I'm going Broncos.
That's true.
It's just on a different level compared to the rest of town in terms of the way people care. And that might not be the way things should be, but there's a reason why there's like 4 radio stations dedicated just to the Broncos. And that type of energy, that type of hype, I just don't think at its best it can be beaten.
And we've kind of talked about this topic before, like the game day experience. And I think we all talked about football because you have the tailgating beforehand and then you have that in-arena feel. While like the other sports, at least, well, baseball in Philly, you can tailgate before the game in the parking lot. So that's really fun. But like in Mile High, like the game day experience just gets elongated when you can tailgate beforehand and add that to your experience. But Mile High, the first time I went to Mile High and heard when people like jump and it just rattles, that was insane. Like a lot of players talk about how they don't like to play in Denver because of the vibe of the stadium and that sound.
Yeah, I think if you're counting all the stuff around it too, especially as I think back to like the thing about like what Rudo was saying, the different kind of vibes. When the Rockies in 07 were winning all those games at the end of the year, right? Like that's a vibe that like hangs over the city every single day and just doesn't go away at all. I remember being at several of those games and it's like before the game, everyone's in Lodo, so it's not like tailgating in the parking lot, but everyone's in like that area. Yeah. It's basically the same thing. It's a citywide tailgate.
It's like opening day where all those bars are just
it's packed. On every television in every building you walk into. Yeah. Like.
Right. And then when the games would end, people would just kind of flood out onto the streets. And because it's not like some of these other terrible located ballparks I've been to throughout the country, because it's such a great community there, people don't just leave. They all stay there and they just go to the bar, this one or that one or that one or that one, and everyone's hanging out. So the vibe just remains. And I think, you know, obviously it's unfortunate we haven't gotten a lot of that, but I think that's one of the, you know, for me, because I prefer a little bit more of that relaxed but sustained energy vibe. That's where I really get into that. Like I love the everydayness about it. When you do, and it's too bad that obviously in 17 they only got the one game, and then in 8, which was on the road, and then in 18 they only got the one game at home, and it was freezing cold, and they were already down 2-0, they got swept, and that was the end of it. So we didn't really get to experience the everydayness when your baseball team goes on a late run in September and October. There's nothing like it in sports.
Yeah, so I was cool. Bummed because we had tickets for the second home game, and obviously it never got to that. True. And
a the theoretical first, game four.
Yeah, and the first game it was freezing, and so it wasn't like. But that was my first time like really experiencing October, so I was bummed we didn't get to go to that. But Sasha here asked, "How was the vibe for All-Star Weekend?" It was really, really cool. It was
incredible
to have the whole city be like baseball oriented. All right, next question here is best TV show set in Colorado. They found a list saying South Park, Community, Mork and Mindy, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Last Man Standing, or Man in the High Castle. The only one of those that I've seen is South Park, so I'm going to say South Park. Oh, I've watched some Community, but I think South Park for me. What about you guys?
There was one episode of a show called Warehouse 13 that was in Colorado, and it's maybe one of my favorite shows of all time, so that's my answer.
Okay. That was a really good show. I haven't thought about that show in forever, and I had no idea any of it was in Colorado. I need to go watch that episode. The answer is South Park, though.
South Park. Drew, how about you?
Yeah, South Park and Community are both pretty darn good. I also want to give a shout out to Sweet Tooth on Netflix. It's new. It's been produced by Robert Downey Jr. And it's like a post-apocalyptic fantasy sci-fi thing. And it features Colorado. So.
The Ranch, that's also on Netflix, and that is featured more in like the Grand Junction area of Colorado. I watched, I think, a few seasons of that one, and it was entertaining. Ashton Kutcher is on there. It's like a comedy. It's like, to me, it was like a good show to have on like in the background when you're like doing laundry or cooking and you're just kind of like listening, but not like a show that you're like so deep into. Mac, what about you? Oh, you're muted.
Wow.
Well, sorry, rookie move. I don't watch anything unless it's reality TV, which is why my brain is mush. But I have seen Man in the High Castle. That's a Netflix, or no, that's an Amazon original. Yeah. And it is incredible. It is one of the best like original series I've ever seen. So I hate South Park. I think it's the most annoying show besides SpongeBob, like, on the planet. It's obnoxious.
Wow, okay.
Whoa, one at a time.
That's wrong.
My childhood is falling apart.
If I had to pick from that list, I'd definitely pick Man in the High Castle. That's, and if you haven't seen it yet, I really recommend going to watch it because it's so good. Okay. But yeah, South Park is the most annoying show ever besides SpongeBob. So.
Well?
Not it for me.
Everyone's own opinion.
I disagree.
You can have wrong opinions.
All right, we're going to move on before that becomes a debate. Sasha asked this question. Lindsay's very excited to hear Henry's answer specifically. Oh, no. So, Henry, we're going to go first to you. Which body part do you wish you could detach and why? And this will not by any circumstance turn into a Manscaped read, or I will take you out of here. Don't tempt me.
Oh, that is tempting because sometimes, okay, yeah. It's a weird question though, because I'll start by saying like I don't spend time thinking about like one of my body parts, like I wish this was gone. Like for the most part, I'm pretty happy having all of them. But I mean, I feel like the easy answer is something that you don't really need, right? Like you pick the least important toe. Like I'm not sure, it's not like the big one.
Hold on.
It's definitely on your left.
Can
foot,
you
right?
Can you reattach it?
I don't, will? Sasha, we need your help with that. He's in the comments here.
Right? Are we just losing the body part altogether, or is this like a detach it for a particular purpose and then reattach it later on?
Yes, you can reattach it. He has confirmed.
Oh,
that changes everything. Yeah.
Now look at Henry.
Now we're back to the Manscaped answer. Everything. That's the only answer.
This is so easy for me. I would take my ears off, so then I wouldn't have to listen to anybody for like a certain amount of time.
There's a good answer.
And then I could put them back on when I want to hear you again. But if I don't want to hear you, I'm taking my ears off.
You're like, bye.
Exactly.
That is a good one. Yeah, I think I would go with that too, because I can't really think of anything.
Because there's like times where like something is stuck in like a very small place, you know, and so like to kind of like reach down there. Like for example, I was golfing with Ryan. Ryan dropped something in the bottom of his golf bag, and he said, "Hank, you have skinny arms. You do this. What if you could take one of your arms off.
Okay, that's going in.
Hold it with the other arm, and like whenever something's like stuck behind something, you kind of have the length of two arms.
Eh, it's not bad. It's like those extendable like claw things that like old people use to pick stuff up when they don't want to bend over.
Except probably it would work way better.
Yes.
Because it has like real fingers and stuff that you can feel.
Yep, that, you know, Henry, that...
But can you feel it if it's not attached to your arm, like your body?
We're going to have to go back to Sasha for that one.
I feel like you would lose the feeling if you take it off of your body.
Yes, Henry, that is allowed. Sasha makes like all the rules here.
That's the best use, I feel like, there. Yeah, extended arm. Because, yeah, I mean, extended leg just to make yourself taller doesn't have
the same effect. Yeah.
No.
They just have to balance.
Extra reachy gravity space seems like the best possible.
There are still so many questions here. Like, does it hurt to remove your arm? Like, or does it just come off? Like,
comes off.
Can you send your nose ahead as a scout for certain things? I guess that could be useful. I can see a tangible nose or an eye. Yeah,
yeah,
send
your eye would be cool.
Like,
yeah.
That might be better.
Eye like around a corner.
Now we're making progress here, folks.
For me, I get headaches if like smells are too strong, so I think I would your nose then, so that way like if I was walking through something or with someone that has really strong like perfume or spices, like it just will start giving me a headache even though they smell so good, which sucks, but so I guess I would avoid the headache there.
It's a good one. I really do like the eye idea. It's like if you're like golfing or something, you don't know if the group's still in front of you up there behind the hill or whatever. Pull it out and just...
You just, like, throw it?
Throw it.
It'd be great male birth control.
Okay. We are going to move on. Newman asks Drew specifically this question. How often do you get back to Grand Junction for some peaches this time of year?
Well, I used to go back pretty regularly. Obviously, the pandemic has made that a little bit more difficult. And right this moment, there's a big old honking mudslide on I-70.
Yeah, you can literally not go through.
Yeah, so not a good idea. And sadly, the Grand Junction Rockies no longer have an affiliate with the Colorado Rockies. And so I used to have like an extra excuse. I like being super efficient with stuff like that. So it's like I would go home whenever the new draft picks would arrive and spend a weekend with mom. We always go out and do Palisade Peaches and winery tours because you can get free wine and fudge and walk around and end up having a real nice day in Palisade. But I haven't done that for probably 2 years since before I haven't gone back since the pandemic, and I need to, but probably won't have a chance until the holidays.
The bar has a Palisade Peach Mule. So freaking good. I recommend getting that when you come here. Anytime I have new friends who come here, I think Mac, like the first night that she was here, I was like, try this. It's so freaking good.
It is really good. Really, really good.
Okay. And the next question is from Gottzak. I think that's how you say that. I don't know. They ask, who does the best ad reads in the company? It definitely has to be Rudo.
Absolutely.
Yep. That'd be my pick.
Only if it's a Manscaped read.
Well, I was going to say, my Green Mountain Dental read is very convincing, I will say. So if it has to do with dentists, I got it. But otherwise, it's definitely Rudo's Manscaped read.
Everyone's just super entertained by that. So I feel like that's just like the easiest one. But Rudo, since you're so good at reads, why don't you tell us about why don't you tell us about Solace Meds?
Yeah, Solace is great for all of your cannabis needs. You can head on down there anytime you want and use code DNVR20 to get 20% off. I prefer their online method, though, because you can order
online
it to pick up.
Easier.
Like, I'm one of those people who, like, feels super awkward standing in the dispensary and, like, looking around and not knowing what I'm doing. So if I just order it for pickup, I can just show up and grab my stuff and leave.
You're like, don't ask me questions. I don't know what's happening.
Exactly.
I just need the thing I like, and we'll head out of here.
Right. So if you don't want to be awkward, do that. But they do have deals in store as well, ranging from 15 to 25% off. I know D-Line's Dixie right now. I think you can get two bottles for $30. So they do have some good deals if you want to go check them out.
I really like Dixie for sleep. Like I took some Dixie when I had my wisdom teeth surgery, and that really helped me out. So I recommend it. And then Eric just likes to drink it just to drink it. Same with Kale. They really enjoy that. So definitely check out the Dixie. And the fact that they have that great deal, plus they have DMVR 30, you get 30% off.
Bam. Can't go wrong. Four locations, even for you CSU people, one up in Fort Collins. So get it.
And if you go to the Wheat Ridge location, you can get a free Solace bar or a King Cone. That's dope. You get free stuff. What more could you ask for? So definitely check out Solace Med.
Getting high for free. High school me would have loved that.
I love that Ali threw a random that's dope in there, too.
It is. And also they have gummies to help sleep. That's something like I've been having trouble sleep, so definitely check out CBD.
Ask them about CBN. CBD is super cool too, but CBN specifically for sleep is it's like the next step in that whole CBD process. Very, very little THC in there. It's not a psychoactive thing. If sleep is what you need, the CBN gummies that they have at Solace Meds, mwah. Mother approved.
All right. Me and AJ are going to need to try that because he's been having that issue. Cherry juice is what I've been drinking now. It's natural, but I would prefer getting some CBM gummies, Solace Meds. CBM, yeah. All right. Rob didn't have a question, but he wanted us to know. That was so loud. I don't know if that was you, Drew, but it was
like a
hurricane.
It's fixed now.
Rob just said, I hope you guys have a great show today. Thanks, Rob. What is the next question? What non-Colorado team in the league you cover do you find yourself rooting for the most and why? What non-Colorado team in the league you cover do you find yourself rooting for the most and why?
So AJ and I just pre-recorded a show for next week, and I found myself picking a lot of Florida Panther players. So I guess it's the Florida Panthers because their players are dope and all of my favorite players, not in Colorado.
It was a lot of Florida players, Lightning and Panthers.
Yeah, there were Lightning players on there too.
I was so. Like, whoa there. Come on, Rudo. What about you, Henry?
Honestly, that's hard. Like, I cheer for all of them. Like, I really like cheering for all of them too
when it comes to college football.
Yeah, Pac-12. Yes, yeah, just because like when any of them win, it is so good for the rest of them because of the dumb way that college sports work. But like, if you want something specific, Arizona State last year was supposed to be fun, but then they didn't really play because they can't. Ooh, yeah, we don't need to get into that. Then UCLA, that Final Four run, that was a bunch of fun. Oh, here's what we're going to do. Oregon State, when they got hot, with Wayne Tinkle as the head coach, that's going to be the one.
That was really cool. Basketball, for sure. Oregon State football just still haunts me in my nightmares as a Buffs fan, so I can never root for that team. Buffs fans will understand. Okay, Mac, Drew, what about you guys?
Well, it's controversial, but I cheer for the Diamondbacks, which is very sad for me because my two favorite teams are the worst.
Not a good time right now.
It is so sad to be me right now. I'm really having a rough baseball season, but I worked for the Diamondbacks for 3 years, and I will always cheer for them. The organization is incredible from the top down, but it's a rough time to be a baseball fan in Michaela's world. And then my American League team is the Angels. So I'm also just not doing
well. Not having a good time.
It's a really sad time over here. Yeah, for me.
What about you, Drew?
Yeah, it's always important to remember that baseball hates every individual personally. It's important to remember that.
I have been victimized by baseball.
I root for the Toronto Blue Jays. I sort of mentioned that earlier. They've got a really fun team. As a child of 90s baseball, that all of the kids of all my favorite players are playing for that team. It's like Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Kevin Biggio, Bo Bichette. They're a whole lot of fun. They got a lot of young talent, and they're just fun to watch. So Toronto's been my team. I switch every year basically based on that criteria of, like Rudo was saying, like which – team has players that I think are the most fun and that I find most entertaining to watch. And I am going to enjoy watching them. So, this year that's been Toronto.
To me, it would have to be like the Eagles. The Eagles are my team, but if not, then it's the Broncos. Like, I enjoy watching the Broncos. Obviously, when the Broncos play well, that's really great for DMVR and everyone here, and it's so much fun in the city and all that stuff. So when it comes to, like, football, it would be either or, Broncos, Eagles for me. Next question from Patrick here saying, what would be the worst sport to have to cover in the month of August when it's super hot? He said, my vote, NASCAR.
That'd be bad.
Yeah, that would probably just be the worst sport to cover regardless of time for me. I'm not covering.
But like, because of the
heat. Look, another left turn.
There they go.
Because of the heat, like, NASCAR is a good one. I would say soccer, like, just because you're outside, or golf too. You're just outside. Exactly. You're just literally standing there. Golf is a slow sport. It's like 15 minutes a hole. Like, if it's really that hot out, it can be miserable to just
what
be there
covering, like,
it.
What about long distance running?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Cross country?
Yeah. How do you even cover that sport? Do you just, like, say at the finish line? Or
I haven't seen much coverage, actually.
There's probably,
I'm not sure they do cover
why,
that sport.
Yeah.
Reporters hang out during the long distance run just at the
end.
Yeah,
it's definitely something like that. You're like golf, though, because everything else, you're in a press box.
Yeah, like golf, you're outside. So, oh, you're right.
For
soccer,
me, it
would
be
golf. Box too.
Golf itself is so boring, and then you're outside, and it's just god awful. It's the worst combination.
No,
and you
you're
have
on
to be quiet.
Beautiful golf course. Like, you're enjoying the scenery.
Have you gone to a? No. Yeah.
You
have
can
you
be
gone
one
to
of those people.
Mac is just remembering when the odd cast between our Henry and Ryan and Mark Mosier and Vic Lombardi. And Mac was there. She was getting all the social content. But when we'd have a break, she'd be like, ugh.
It was so hot. It's so boring. The sport is just the worst if you're not playing it. Like, I get the reason if you're playing, but if you're just sitting there watching people golf, like, it's like watching paint dry. No,
all
and
right.
Also, it takes hours to finish, which is so annoying. Like, just wrap this shit up. I want to go home.
I don't feel like the baseball though. People get to be calling other sports boring.
True. True. No.
Baseball is not boring. You are. Okay. You don't
golf
understand.
Isn't boring. You are.
All right. We're going to move on before this becomes a fighting discussion.
I said let him go. I'm here for this. T-Mac all the way.
Walk-up songs. What would be your walk-up song?
Oh,
I already have mine.
All right, Chow,
remix, Jimi Hendrix.
That would be Wild Thing because of the movie Major League. And I think it is a great walk-up song that everybody would get pumped to. It's like Charlie's walk-up song. Like, everyone knows that song and they would sing it along with you. And it's just a classic. So I would do Wild Thing.
Rudo?
So I would have one for a very long time. And this is like, there's two. So I'm of two minds. There's the normal me who thinks this would be awesome. And then there's the internet troll of me. So for a very long time, I would just have it be, I believe in a thing called love. Just start at the guitar solo and you're good to go. And then one day after like years of having that, I would Rickroll everybody.
Okay. Henry, how about you?
You're a bad human.
That's a really good question. I don't
You're a
really
bad human
have
you
one.
Feel bad. Yeah, I don't know for this. This is a hard question. I need a second.
You can tell who the baseball people were that Michaela and I had ours immediately.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I've already thought about this. Like,
yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Right. I was like, my answer has changed a couple of times over the years. I've got my backup one for like maybe spring training or like early in the season. Some guys will do that where they'll have a different song that plays for like clutch moments. Mm. Guys will do that where like, hey, this is my walk-up song, but it's a big moment in the eighth or ninth. I'm going to play this one instead.
Okay. Henry, can you think of one? Or should we move on to the next question?
Oh, didn't Trevor Story have like a Rihanna song?
Sounds possible. Trevor Story, or Troy Tulowitzki was the one who was more famous for always having pop singers. He came out to a Miley Cyrus song for a little while. Party in the USA, I believe, was his walk-up song.
Yep.
He was just wrecking people. Imagine that. Some dude walks up to Party in the USA, and it's just a 450-foot home run.
If you're talking about Miley Cyrus, a wrecking ball would be a good one for baseball, coming in like a wrecking ball. I'm not saying that's the one I would choose, but the significance, you know. Anyways, all right, next question. We have a few more before we wrap up the show today. Usernames are interesting in our Discord. So this one, it says, would you take $100,000 in cash in exchange for not being able to watch a college or NFL football game for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Yes. In a heartbeat.
Yeah, no problem.
I wouldn't. Guess,
thanks.
I would. How much money was it?
100,000.
Yeah, I'd do it.
A million, yeah. I would do it, but 100,000, no.
I'd do it for like $500.
Well, okay. I already knew that answer was going to be from Drew. I didn't expect Rudo to.
Like, I wouldn't have a career.
Yeah.
Is the issue. I'd have to like totally restructure my entire life and I might be losing out on $100,000 because of that. So I'm just going to say no. Hopefully nobody puts me in this situation.
Yeah.
It's easy for me because my two favorite teams suck, the Broncos and ASU. They're so bad. So okay, I really am not missing out on much. And my two favorite sports are baseball and hockey. So I can survive just fine without football.
Broncos fans, you kill me sometimes. You literally have won 3 Super Bowls. We're one of the best. Just because you're bad right now, like, come on.
Allie, I expect greatness every single season. And when I'm done. I'm walking out.
God, you need to go. This fan base needed to go through some pain to, like, bring out the real fans. Because
I agree.
Try being an Eagles fan. Literally, we just got our first Super Bowl a few years ago, and I forever indebted, freaking cried my eyes out. Like, man, Broncos fans, I love you all, but a little spoiled. You guys had some of the best quarterbacks in anyone's lifetime, and you have a lot of wins. So, I'm not sorry enough. You're going through a rough time right now, but be grateful for what you have. Okay, next question. What sport would they cover if they were a broadcaster for ESPN 8, the Ocho?
Ooh, cornhole. Give me cornhole. Oh, I would love to do cornhole.
Cornhole
would be awesome. Cover cornhole.
That would be sick. I've already broadcast Rocket League for this company, so I think I have to say that.
I can do some
cornhole's
Madden.
Cornhole's a good one.
Ooh, yeah, Madden for Hank would be good.
Well, Henry, you've called Madden championship games before.
Yeah, I'm like the official DMVR Madden League Super Bowl play-by-play guy, which is a cool title to have because it means you never make it to the Super Bowl.
Yep, I was gonna say you are that is for a reason.
One of these years, somebody else is gonna have to do it.
I feel like Drew would like the robot fighting league.
Dude, yes, I could totally get into that.
There's arm wrestling. I'm looking up all the sports that are on the Ocho. A putt-putt championship. That would be fun.
Yes.
That's a good one. So
Sasha said lawn darts. Lawn darts is a thing.
Lawn darts.
Okay, can someone explain the appeal of axe throwing? Like, it became this phenomenon and a bunch of, like, places opened where you could throw axes at walls.
There's one down the street. Mac, let's go try it.
Well, see, there's a possibility someone might get seriously hurt because they're axes.
I don't understand.
And that I think adds to
it. Cherry pitting championship, dodgeball. Dodgeball would be fun.
Dodgeball.
Does anybody remember slam ball?
Yes, the street ball slam ball thing with the trampolines. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That stuff was awesome.
With the net and the ball 100%. On the ground. What is it? It's like a huge thing in Denver. You see it at the park all the time. People set up like little nets.
I know what you're talking
about. Oh, spike ball?
That's
a fun one.
Is that on the Ocho? Is that a thing now? Did they make that a thing?
I don't know if that's...
I don't really watch the Ocho. I couldn't tell you.
I haven't watched it either.
I thought that was just from the movie Dodgeball. I didn't know the Ocho actually existed.
I will say, though, there's one thing I won't ever go near, and it involves eating. Like, the hot dog competition is disgusting.
I got that one on lock. I got that one.
No way. They literally shove their face with soggy hot dogs.
Please stop. I can't. No, thank you.
I would never.
Okay, last question we've got here. Are you guys excited for the Field of Dreams game tonight? Drew and Rudo and AJ, are you excited?
Yeah.
Yes. Hockey has very much burned me out on those like specialty games at this point. I'm done with them.
No, man. Because, see, the difference is the corn isn't going to melt.
The field won't fall apart as you play. That's true.
That is very true.
No, these things, there's, other than the fact that Major League Baseball, in general, I'm loath to give them too much credit for anything, and they've made a bunch of missteps in presenting this thing and still blacking you out. And whatever, ultimately, yes, it's going to be really, 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 really cool. And there's just no way around like the magic of baseball on a cornfield. And it's going to be super neat for a lot of people. And I hope it becomes a regular thing, because baseball is magical, even when it's dumb.
I'm telling you right now, baseball, you'll come to hate it in like 6-7 years. Rudo, trust me, if you keep doing
let
it.
People be happy. Let people be happy.
Just saying that I'm so bad about putting together Stadium Series games doesn't mean everybody else is going to be bad.
Yeah, they've not been good.
No.
Good.
All three of them.
All right. Well, that is going to wrap it up for today. Thank you to everyone who sent in questions in the DNVR Lounge. It's always awesome to talk to you guys in there. That is one of the benefits of signing up for a subscription or a membership here at DNVR, is that you get to join that lounge, that Discord, chat with everyone all the time. Chat with Rudo, chat with Drew, chat with me, Henry, Mac, all your favorite people. And then also just get to know more people in the community, go to games, come to the bar together. That's probably one of my favorite aspects of it. And like I said, you guys are always so freaking good at giving us questions to talk about that I love turning to you guys for those. So thank you to everyone who sent in a question. Thank you for everyone watching this. The bar this weekend, we have a preseason game, Broncos. We're going to be having a watch party here. Speaking of college football, we're going to have some exciting stuff for the Buffs, Rams. Definitely check that out. We still have that promo code CAMP2021 for Broncos, where it is a subscription, an annual subscription to DNVR. You pay for that, and then you get a $60 gift card to the DNVR locker. We just got some new hats, golf hat, DNVR letter hat right up here. You see that on a hat. So dope.
It kind of looks like you're wearing it like a hat right now. Perfect. Yum.
definitely recommend checking that out. Plus some other awesome gear and more gear to come. So yeah.
Come to trivia night. Tuesdays. Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Tuesday night.
Ryan and I got second place last trivia.
Yes.
With Ryan.
Yeah, because Drew and Henry sucked.
We were off. Team Hank was terrible. We need to get it together for next time.
I'm sure everyone
entirely on being named Team Hank.
I'm sure everyone bombed the abs questions. Yeah, I know. Rudo, I knew those were tough this week.
You need easier questions.
Nobody knows what number Cindy wore.
Or what number nobody's worn.
Abs fans come to these because they're freaking hard, and Rudo thinks everyone's going to know these. One of them was name all of the countries that abs
that
goalies.
That one was not that hard.
Yeah, we just guessed. We just guessed cities.
If you just, we got seven. If you just guess hockey countries, you'd have gotten it.
Henry, okay, there was 10.
Yeah, but you only listed 8.
Yeah, you only got 8 of the 10. Yeah. You only got 8.
And then there was what is the most worn?
Yeah, that one was hard. That
one
was hard.
We got that one right. After a hint.
What 90s jerseys haven't been worn yet? Yep. I was like, bro, this is so ridiculous.
That's Gretzky, easy. You should have at least got one on that.
We did. We ended up getting 2 of the 3, but right. It was still hard. We did okay, but it was a challenge.
So my questions are good, is what you're telling me.
Clearly. No. We have a lot of fun at trivia night. We go there. We're talking. Ryan's going around. Yahir's going around giving clues to people, helping people out. It is so much fun. Plus, we have those giant beer towers now. I saw some people talking about it in the comments. They're such a great deal. And we've got that new bar menu. So just come down to the DNVR bar. It is so much fun. We will catch you guys next week. Have a great weekend, everyone.